Ken, Colleen, and Kurt. And I can make your hands clap. On Star 102.5.
So, Colleen, it bothers me that you won't tell me what you're going to be for Halloween.
I want to keep it a secret. I don't want you to steal my idea.
I bet I won't. whatever it might be. But as an adult, why are you keeping this a secret?
Because as an adult, I can enter into a costume contest, which is what I intend to do, and maybe win a little cash. I don't want everybody stealing my idea, and then I don't win any money the weekend of Halloween. It's like my side gig. This is my hustle, winning Halloween.
And how well are you doing in that side?
Wow.
When Justin and I went as a couple of D-bags, we won like $150.
Wow.
How many years ago was that?
A long time ago. That was like 9 years ago.
9 years ago.
Yes.
Spent it?
That was when we were real in love and wanted to, you know, be Halloween-y. No kids.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hilarious.
But now it's back.
Right.
My determination.
Your ceiling fan didn't win?
Oh, that one was good, though.
We wore t-shirts that
had ceiling on them and carried around foam fingers, and we were ceiling fans.
Right.
That was actually very creative.
Yeah,
I think I stole that from Martha Stewart.
It was a tough year. The Russian judge gave you low scores.
We might have gotten a little something.
Okay, first of all, this is a terrible side hustle. Second of all, I don't understand, though, why...
You know, can I just say that I cannot win with you? Like, I hear nothing. I hear nothing about how boring... Ken can attest to this. Kurt actually told me I stopped trying in 2007. That was a quote. Ken, was that not a quote?
It is. He did
Colleen,
say that.
You stopped trying in 2007.
Was it 07?
I meant 05.
Okay, I was going to say, I thought it was 05, but...
And here, I get a little zest in me.
Yes, you're right.
A little fire for life.
You're right. I'm telling you to find passions, and you're...
And you're poo-pooing it.
You're right.
That's wrong.
Well, I want to be involved in the passion, though.
No, because you're not telling me. You already did that.
I want to know what you want
to
be. I just think it's strange.
You'll try to change it. It's like when I tell you I have a funny joke, and then you're like, well, tell me it before we go on air so that I can polish it up a little bit. It's insulting.
That's called being a good friend.
It's insulting.
280-1025. Will you also not tell anybody your adult Halloween costume?
Maybe you won't even tell people the kids' costume. I got a friend who goes all out with the kids' costume. She really does.
Yeah.
She comes up with something pretty creative for the kids each year.
Because
her kids
are
still young enough that they'll let her, you know, her do whatever.
Sure.
And she won't. She wants to surprise. She likes to surprise people with it. So
now, is that the kind of reaction you want? You want people to be like, what?
Yes, because if you tell everybody what it is, then there's not that moment where they look at you and say, good one. That's what I want. Good one. And here's $100, hopefully, at the costume contest.
How often do you get good one or huh? You get a lot of huh?
I might have to explain this one a little bit, which will be
disappointing. I mean, I have not dressed up since I was 19.
Uh-huh.
And I want a static cling.
Good one.
Thank you. And it was just the same colored clothing with a bunch of safety pins with socks and underwear just pinned to my entire body.
Yeah, that's classic.
And it was, you know, but it was fairly, I don't know.
At the time, it was ahead of its time.
Yeah, I don't know if it was ahead, but I had never seen it before. And people at the party I went to acted like they'd never seen it before.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still, even though there was a lot of, I love it, there was a lot of, I don't get it.
But even then once you told them, then they were like,
they still. Even then, some people would be like, I don't know.
Well, those are people who just don't get life.
Yeah.
If they don't get your Halloween costume.
That's called my friends.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, winner 2.5.